A powerful blast has been heard near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, but the incident has not been confirmed and there is no more information yet. The blast comes as Washington is pressuring Kabul to sign a deal to keep its troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014. A Christmas Eve gun tragedy in the U.S. city of San Diego has left one person dead in Mission Valley. The police are looking for a male suspect seen in the area. There's been a surge in deadly gun violence in the U.S. in recent months. A leading human rights group in Bahrain has criticized regime forces for arresting and torturing children and keeping them in detention for long periods of time. It says over 120 children have been arrested over the past few weeks. Bahrain has been rocked by anti-regime demonstrations since 2011. The UN Security Council has voted to send additional peacekeeping forces to South Sudan as the violence rages on in the world's newest nation. The UN says thousands of people have been killed in South Sudan in the past week of violence. Muslims in the Central African Republic have marched in the capital in protest over the French military intervention. The country plummeted into deadly chaos following a coup in March. France deployed troops to its former colony, claiming the move was taken to try to restore order to the country. In Egypt, police arrest former Prime Minister Hicham Randil as the country's political crisis continues months after the overthrow of its first democratically elected president. In addition, thousands of Egyptians have attended a mass funeral for the victims of a bombing in the Nile Delta city of Mansoura. Well, the UN says one out of five people living in Lebanon are Syrian refugees. It added that their number has surpassed the 800,000 mark. Lebanon, which has refused to set up official camps for Syrian refugees, says the exact number could be even higher. And a cold snap across parts of the US and Canada has killed 16 people and left hundreds of thousands of homes with no electricity. The region is under cold alert, with temperatures expected to be well below freezing. Some households may not have their power restored until after Christmas.